It has been nearly 16 years since the last time the Electoral College did not represent the popular vote in an election. It has happened 3 times before that as well. But do students think a candidate should be able to lose the popular vote and still win the election? Let's ask Communications Junior Charles Long.
No. No, that doesn't seem right. Right? No, I don't think so.
How about recent Michigan State grad Ian Puzdrowski?
No. No, not at all.
One may wonder why the Electoral College is still the deciding factor in our election process. Assistant Professor of Political Communications at Southern Methodist University, Stephanie Martin, explains the benefits of this system.
If you go back to the sort of idea behind the Electoral College is that it assures that candidates pay attention to smaller states, right? So it sort of has, the pro of it is what is the idea that every state matters and has a chance to play a role in the elections.
But do millennials understand what the Electoral College is? Long was unsure.
I think so. I mean, when I learned about it, I was, I think, in middle school. And haven't really touched base on it since, you know? So I don't really know that whole much about it. But I did when I was in 7th grade.
Martin agrees and said it's not just millennials who could brush up on their Electoral College knowledge.
It's a complicated system that comes into play very, very infrequently. Because almost always, the person who wins the popular vote also wins the Electoral College.
One of the biggest complaints of the Electoral College is the winner-takes-all aspect of it. If you vote for Trump and Clinton wins Michigan, she gets all of the Electoral College votes for the state of Michigan. Puzdrowski, who is voting, said he can see why this would deter others from doing so.
I think especially right now with a lot of people not liking either candidate and kind of using that as an excuse to not go out and vote for anyone because they'd rather not vote than vote for one of them. I think the Electoral College even more plays into that where they can say, like, well, my vote doesn't, like, how much weight does it even hold?
Martin also said that the only way she could really see a movement to get rid of the Electoral College is if the electors decide against the will of the voters because they see the people's choice as unfit. Reporting for MSU News, I'm Austin Short.